This is GamerCast episode 298, Sony at E3. This is the show, again, recorded on the 5th of June, 2012. Yeah, I'm your host. My name's Paul, and joining me again is Catherine.
Hi.
We're now doing
our GamerCast
exciting episode to cover.
Hey, it was a good conference.
So we'll move over to Catherine now, so she can talk.
Okay, so Sony's conference was pretty good. Mainly the start and the end, and a few little tiny bits in between. Bloody helicopter.
Shoot it down.
Thank you, Skype, for telling me I've got background noise. I heard the helicopter. Okay, so it started off with awesome stuff because it was Quantic Dream's announcement of their new game. Of course, they made Heavy Rain. Before that, Fahrenheit / Indigo Prophecy, depending on where you are. And before that, they, of course, made Nomad Soul / Omicron. So they're now making a game called Beyond. I imagine, Two Souls. What it is there's a girl who happens to be Ellen Page. Ellen Page is a female actress, for anyone who doesn't know. She was in Juno, Super, and some other stuff. I think they're the only two. She was in so she's there. So of course, Quantic Dream are known for their mocap stuff. She's their main character. Her name's Jodie Holmes in the game. Her body, face, expression, everything's been mocapped to hell. And the game is supposed to center around 15 years of her life. Of course, it won't really be like you're following her life, like David Cage said, because the game's not going to be 15 years long. However, it does look really nice. Sadly, what we were shown had no visible gameplay. There was a lot shown in the trailer. However, there was nothing that was like, oh, this is when you're playing. So there's no kind of telling to whether it's going to be played like Heavy Rain, played like Omicron or Fahrenheit or something totally different. Either way, hopefully it'll be cool and a lovely experience. I thought it looked great. I suppose the thing is that, so it's called Two Souls. Jodie has some kind of entity, a ghost or something around her that seems to cause destruction, but of course not much has been told except it's been announced, really, and they showed us lots of footage just all looking like cutscenes, but they're all about the storytelling, so that's how they tell their stories. So that was the coolest announcement ever, because there were rumors of Quantic Dream announcing their new game. I was like, yeah, this better happen, and it did, so that was really cool. Then next up, they showed PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. This is the Smash Brothers style game for PlayStation 3 and Vita now as well, they've announced. It's having Vita cross-play and cross-save, so you can pick it up and play on your Vita. It also allows playing at the same time, so they had two people playing on PS3 and two people playing on Vita, and it seemed pretty good. There seemed to be no real existent lag between it. The oddest thing, of course, though, is with PlayStation All-Stars, it's not that much like Smash Bros. So there's no ring out, which, of course, in Smash Bros. Is an easy way to get people out when you damage them about 300%, just a tiny tip over the edge, and they go flying. In this, there doesn't seem to be a ring out, and there's no damage or health or anything like that. What it seems to be is you've got a super bar, so I think like combo-wise, well, super combo things like in Street Fighter, which you have to fill up. There's multiple levels of it. You can have level 1, level 2, level 3. The coolness, of course, rises depending on how high the level is. I believe the level is gained. Well, the meter is filled up by attacking. You attack, you gain bars. Then when you've got a super attack, if you attack people with a super attack, you can kill them, which then gets you points. The point is to get lots of points by killing lots of people. They showed Sweet Tooth's level 3, which was really cool. He was absolutely massive in comparison to everyone else. They also announced two new characters, and that's Nathan Drake and Mr. Bubbles, aka Big Daddy. Big Daddy from Bioshock, not Rosie, of course, from Bioshock 2. But it looked pretty cool. It was playing really cool. I hope to play it on the show floor, because it's kind of something that the PlayStation needs. Nintendo, of course, have always had Super Smash Bros., Smash Bros. Melee, to keep them going. And it's a really good game, so hopefully they'll be able to kind of mimic that, but not as much as some people think they're mimicking, because the damage system has to. Then there was a really out of the blue announcement, which was cross play with Little Big Planet Vita and Little Big Planet 2. They said there was cross controller play DLC coming out, which allowed simultaneous multiplayer between PS3 and PlayStation Vita, along with new story, stickers, objects, etc. The kind of stuff that you get in Little Big Planet. Not much was said about it though, and it felt like they didn't really know that much about it yet. Because they just showed an image and spoke a little bit about it. But either way, crossplay between Vita and PS3 is cool because I'm getting Little Big Planet Vita anyway when it comes out, and I have Little Big Planet 2. So that should be cool. They announced some PS1 games that were coming out on PSN. So Wild Arms, Twisted Metal 2, Tomb Raider, Final Fantasy 7, Cool Borders 2, Jet Moto, and Ark the Lad. If Ark the Lad comes out in Europe, that is, I believe, the first European release of it. And also for Wild Arms, anyone who never managed to find a copy will be able to find a play too. That was kind of announced among their Vita stuff. They mentioned Hulu Plus and Crackle are coming to PlayStation Vita. However, whether they're coming to PlayStation Vita in the UK is another thing. But you never know. They also mentioned Guacamelee, which got greenlit, I suppose, recently, with the PlayStation Pub Fund, I believe it was. And Retro City Rampage, which are, of course, going to be playable on Vita, and I believe probably on PS3, because they're probably just PSN titles. That was kind of the main Vita news they mentioned, other than the following two items. There wasn't any super awesome brand new announcement, sadly, but they showed a lot of Vita stuff in their trailer that was just before when the press conference started. If you can see that trailer, it's pretty cool. It's just a mishmash of all the games that are coming out, and showed quite a lot of stuff. Especially Little Big Planet Vita, because, you know, that's a Vita game coming out. So they announced they're doing a Call of Duty Black Ops Declassified, which is a Vita-exclusive Call of Duty Black Ops game, and also Assassin's Creed 3 Liberation. So Black Ops Declassified didn't have a trailer, however, Assassin's Creed 3... Police car.
Do you want to tell him to shut up?
I can't tell him to shut up. Assassin's Creed 3 Liberation had a trailer.
Nathan Drake style.
And it's coming out. It's coming out October 30th. What it is, it's an all-new female assassin, which you play within Assassin's Creed 3 time zone. Has touch controls. It also has cross-play with Assassin's Creed 3. However, the cross-play is only so that you can get some content in the form of Connor's Tomahawk from the Vita game, I imagine, and multiplayer skins for Assassin's Creed 3. So nothing amazing for the crossplay, but they've got it there for if you're buying Assassin's Creed 3 and Liberation as well. It looked interesting. At first I was like, oh, is that a woman? That looks like a woman. And I was right when they said, oh, this is the first female assassin. So that was cool. And then shortly after that, they showed Assassin's Creed 3. They showed something totally different to what Ubisoft had in their conference, which was really nice. They showed it in the Caribbean on a boat. You were steering a boat around, and there were cannons involved. Is that someone knocking on my door?
I hope not, because you're doing a podcast.
I know I'm doing a podcast. It was really quite nice looking because, you know, Assassin's Creed 3 on the sea, you're steering the boat, telling them when to fire with the cannons. It was all quite nice, although it did seem a little unrealistic with how quickly the boat turned, and that there was always seemingly wind in the sails. But it looked cool, and they've said how they've got a really nice weather system for when you're out at sea, so it can just turn to a storm like you would get on the sea, because, you know, everything's crazy out there. So it goes into raging kind of stormy weather, which you encounter, and it just made it look really nice, and you got boats sinking. The only thing that wasn't that cool was they had like a massive wave come up against the ship, but then it never splashed down to the ship, which is kind of what you want. But otherwise, it looked nice, and they showed something totally different, which was always really cool. And with that, they announced a hardware bundle with Assassin's Creed 3, which was PS3 with Assassin's Creed 3, and some exclusive DLC. They didn't mention the hard drive size of the PlayStation 3, though, but it was like one of their Ubisoft announces extra stuff. So then they did the same for Far Cry 3 as well. They showed some new gameplay. They showed four-player co-op, which looked a bit cartoony in style. That slightly put me off that. But I'm looking forward to normal Far Cry 3 anyway, as opposed to co-op. But it looked interesting. You were just pumping guys with bullets, trying to get through an area that had to put bombs on a bridge. It didn't look anything spectacular. But I suppose if you want to play with friends, it's a must. And it's nice because they hadn't announced that before the Sony conference. They also did mention that there's a map editor within Far Cry 3, should you want to make your own maps, I guess, for multiplayer. But they didn't go into any detail on that. And then also an announcement of exclusive DLC for the PlayStation 3 version as well. I guess they're all about the DLCs. They spoke about Move for a bit. They didn't really show much. Saying Move's really good and stuff. I was like, okay. And then they announced Wonder Book, which is kind of like a more an edutainment style game. With a bit more for kids as well. So what it is, it's augmented reality stuff based off the kind of PlayStation Eye stuff that they've already got with... This is really annoying. Based off PlayStation Eye stuff that they already have from iPad and all that kind of stuff. What it is, you get a giant book that you put in the screen.
It's an augmented reality thingy.
I'm just getting really pissed off because they're talking outside.
Thank you for swearing on the show.
It's not my fault. Yeah, it's an augmented reality thing. They announced kind of their first things. One of them was Diggs Nightcrawler, which is a noir style setting detective little book that was Moonbox Studios. And they also announced, like, I think it was the first game for it, which is Book of Spells, which is a new J.K. Rowling thing. It ties in with the whole Pottermore stuff. It's all to do with casting spells. They spoke about Incendio, Wingardium Leviosa. Is that the only spells they mentioned? Oh, yes. And Alohomora. Doing different things, so casting fire, shooting bugs. So it was kind of, it reads to you, and there's also little mini-game components to it as well. But they also said how it could be educational and teach scientific stuff, so like astronomy, dinosaurs, and all this other stuff. So that could be kind of cool. It's kind of a thing they haven't really explored, but I can't imagine it would do that.
This is the one thing that the sort of mainstream press has picked out at the conference to report on. It looks like one of these things that one or two things will support and nobody will use it.
Which is like how the iPad is. Not many things support PlayStation Eye.
Which is weird, considering there must be so many more PlayStation Eyes out there with all the Move stuff now. But
yeah. Their demo didn't go too well. It had a bit of trouble picking up. But it could sell just based off J.K. Rowling, to be fair.
Aye, that's a big thing
people like all that Harry Potter stuff. And that's coming out fall this year. They didn't announce how they're going to be kind of sold. I imagine probably you'd get the book with the Book of Spells J.K. Rowling thing first, and then maybe they'll do other ones digitally, because it'll seem a bit odd buying a disc just for a book otherwise. But it depends on the amount of content that they're putting with it. So there was that. Then they mentioned the PlayStation Suite stuff, which they've now renamed to PlayStation Mobile. They've got their first partner, which is HTC. Mentioned about, of course, how they support open OSs on phones, and didn't really go into much detail, but just said, yeah, HTC, we want to try and get into the mobile stuff. Because, of course, they're kind of failing on that at the moment, because the... Yeah.
Bit late, considering Samsung have now dominated the phone market.
So that was kind of all briefly announced. And then they gave us a single-player demo of God of War Ascension, which was really cool. Because all that had been shown of God of War Ascension previously, was the multiplayer. They announced that might have been a month or so ago. However, now they're showing us the single player, which looks pretty cool. Standard God of War, fighting goat guys, big guys with hammers. There was an elephant guy, and then the Kraken appeared, which is the giant squid dude that attacks ships at sea. It also was all revolving around a giant foot, which may or may not be Talos' foot.
A giant one of foot?
A giant foot, yeah. So it might have been Hephaestus'
foot.
Automaton. Talos, one of his creations. That's what I'm guessing it is. Didn't realize that. They were focusing more on the Kraken at the time. But that'll be interesting in seeing what it is. And yeah, it was usual visceral kind of God of War. He attacked an elephant and pulled its head apart and its brain came out. It's God of War. Looked cool. I imagine it'll be good. And then, of course, it ended with him going down to attack the Kraken. So he'd kind of attacked one of its tentacles and then kind of flew down to attack it underwater, which would be quite nice, attacking underwater. So that was cool because everyone was kind of hoping, of course, for some single-player footage of that. And then finally, they ended it off with The Last of Us, which is, of course, Naughty Dog's new IP. Once again, more new IP, which is nice. It's their new IP since kind of probably leaving Uncharted now. Maybe they'll make a racing game because that's kind of the flow of it all. But yeah, Last of Us looked pretty cool. It was quite scripted. It felt quite scripted. Just like some of the moments, like him running out of bullets and things like that. But otherwise, the game itself looks pretty sweet. They were walking around within a flooded environment. One thing that, what's her name? Is it Ellie? I think her name's Ellie, the girl. She commented on how there were posters everywhere advertising for something specific. I wonder if that will come up again. She's your companion. She walks around. She's an AI-controlled person. But she doesn't seem to get herself in the way. Or that's how she was in the demo. She was always behind a piece of cover, keeping herself out of the line of sight while you're trying to do your best to stay out of other people's line of sight as well. Ammo was severely limited. There was a lot of hitting heads on... Well, there was a bit of hitting heads on furniture. It was all quite visceral as well. A bit more so than I imagined that it would have been. But it was really cool. And a nice end to the show. Although it does mean that there was no Last Guardian shown. Once again.
Oh, well.
And no Sly Raccoon. Maybe next year. Raccoon as well. Yeah, maybe next year, or maybe they'll show something at Tokyo Game Show. It just seems a little odd that Last Guardian's kind of been left in the dark. If you ask me.
Say it.
Yeah, that's it. I've kind of rushed through it.
Good. Let's get rid of this annoying Sony thing. We'll see everyone for the Nintendo episode next.
Yes, we'll be talking about Nintendo tomorrow, so check in then. We'll post on Twitter and everything to say when the live show is going to be broadcast. And we will catch you for that.